Hi, I'm Megan Kelly, Associate Site Editor for SearchCRM.com. In this podcast, I talked with Jill Dyche about CRM integration, including challenges, tips, and best practices for effective CRM integration and implementation. Enjoy. Okay, so Jill, thank you for talking to me today. My first question would be, since you know you've been around in and around CRM for the last decade or so, and you've written a book about it called The CRM Handbook, what kind of changes are you seeing in the CRM landscape today, and what kind of things are your clients telling you?
Well, it's really been an interesting evolution, Megan, and I think the first thing that we're seeing a lot of is how much more business-driven CRM is these days than it was in the past. So, you know, the legacy of CRM has really been more about technology and less about business initiatives up until the last 5 years or so. And, you know, certainly during the nascent days of CRM, it was really all about sort of the big vendors and what they provided. But these days, we're seeing a lot more corporate initiatives around managing the entire customer experience. And so obviously, while technology plays a key role in enabling that to happen, it's not the only piece. And so I would say that what we're seeing is not only a more business-driven slant to CRM, but a more enterprise-driven slant as well. So technology, again, is important there, but it's the means to the end.
So kind of riffing on from that, there's been a lot of talk about CRM integration. Do you think that the CRM market has been slow to adopt this language of integration?
Yeah, you know what? They really have. And I think the reason for that is because CRM people are, by and large, extremely optimistic. And I think they've believed for a long time what their vendors have told them, that, you know, if you install this package or this software, the CRM system will be your new single version of the truth. And I think that, you know, sort of the CRM community has really held out hope that that would be true. And I think more and more we're realizing that CRM systems in and of themselves provide some very important functionality, but nevertheless, they might still be point solutions, right? So I may have a great marketing automation solution that has a very marketing-oriented spin to customer information that may not be entirely useful by, say, my customer support organization. And so I think the slowness to adopt integration has a lot to do with vendor messaging that, hey, we can be your single version of the truth, no worries, only to find out that it's a lot more difficult than anybody thought to migrate non-native information in and out of a CRM package and really have that sort of holistic view of a customer beyond a single business process or a single organization or department. So slow to adopt, but only because CRM people are so nice. But increasingly, I think integration is becoming a front and center conversation for a lot of these people because they've got business problems to solve.
So then what are some of the challenges that companies might face when it comes to CRM integration?
Big challenges we're seeing is that a lot of companies don't even know what they've got in place already. You know, the proverbial conversation that we have time and time again with our clients is you know, well, what's your customer system of record? You know, or you know, do you have a single version of the customer truth? And you know, one client said to me, well, we have multiple versions of the single version of the truth. So I think, you know, getting their arms around what the various systems of entry and systems of record are for customer information is a huge challenge. In a lot of cases, companies don't know what they have. You know, I think the second challenge is even more tactical, which is just because I might know what all of those various heterogeneous systems that are generating customer data are and where they are and who owns them doesn't mean it's easy to get those systems to share data, you know, to share information, to exchange records and to match those records in a sustainable way, right? So I may have Jonathan Smith on one system and John Smith on another system. How do I know whether that's the the same person or two separate individuals. And so there's a lot of very tactical, process-intensive work that needs to happen in order to actually resolve some of those issues. And I'd say, you know, the third challenge is more strategic. I think that executives finally need to be articulate about what their desired outcomes are for customer relationship management. Are we trying to measure improvements in customer satisfaction or customer loyalty and retention rates? Are we trying to better our brand and get our brand more exposure and, you know, get more traffic on our Facebook page and get more user engagement, which then can translate into sales uplift? So, you know, I think a lot of those, you know, for lack of a better term, requirements conversations need to happen. C-level of executives simply announcing that the company needs to understand its customers better isn't necessarily detailed enough for people to actually drive deployment of various solutions around that goal. So I'd say the third challenge is extremely strategic, which is let's articulate the need, pain, or problem we're trying to solve and where integration is important when it comes to CRM or CRM-based initiatives.
So now that you have mentioned some of the challenges that companies might face when trying to implement CRM, could you list some of the best practices that you might recommend for CRM integration, you know, tips or lessons that you've seen other real-world companies use?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because we're seeing a lot of our clients sort of go back to basics, and most of these companies actually have at least one CRM solution in place already. So, you know, they sort of understand their incumbent capabilities, but nevertheless, what they're doing is they're identifying a series of needs, and they're going back to the drawing board, and they're actually roadmapping CRM. So, okay, if CRM is actually going to be, you know, less of a project and more of an ongoing program across business processes, you know, transcending various departments and supporting a range of different constituencies, what does that look like, and what are the pieces of it? And let's actually not only outline the various components of CRM, but let's timeline that, and let's understand what we need to provide from not only a technology perspective, but from an information perspective and from a processing perspective and from a development perspective as well. So I say the key best practice is developing a roadmap for CRM. I think the other sort of best practice, and this is sort of learned from sort of the failures of the early adopter companies in a lot of cases, is you're really articulating you know, the problems that need to be solved up front. So, for instance, in the case of an insurance company, our customers don't understand the full range of products and services we offer. There's a huge promise of cross-sell and upsell. You know, let's understand what products customers already have and what their propensity to buy additional products and services will be, you know, and that can be one of the projects in the overall program from a target marketing perspective. So really being able to encapsulate business needs, articulate those needs, and then formulate small development plans and projects around those specific needs that will, you know, holistically comprise an entire program for CRM, as opposed to, you know, what happened in the early days, which is these sort of one-off, unrelated efforts that simply exacerbated, you know, the silos. And I'm not only talking about system silos, I'm talking about organizational silos as well. So I think we're really seeing a renaissance of sort of integrated customer relationship management capabilities from a business perspective.
So one question that our readers often have when it comes to pretty much implementing anything at their company is the question of who owns the technology. So in this case, who would you say kind of quote-unquote owns CRM integration?
Yeah, and it's a great question because I think that, again, from a tactical standpoint, IT needs to own it. IT may have sort of the broad perspective of what the various systems that will come into play are. And, you know, one single independent line of business may not have all that. But You know, having said that, you know, while IT will probably tactically own the integration and the various solutions around that integration, the business really does need to inform the priorities for integration. So, you know, just because I understand which systems are involved and what key technologies may enable integration doesn't necessarily mean I understand what to do first. And so this is a perfect opportunity to sort of align business and IT together, let the business prioritize the needs and come up with the plan, and then let IT come back and say, here's what's involved, here's what it's going to take work-wise, effort-wise, and investment-wise to get it done.
And this all sounds like a lot of work. So where, in terms of planning such an integration project, where would you start?
Yeah, and I think it depends on sort of what the overall business drivers are. So we can either start in a very top-down way, which we're seeing a lot more of lately, frankly, or we can start in a bottom-up way. So, you know, what top-down looks like is an executive or a series of executives saying, look, you know, customer focus has to be front and center. The economy looks like it's recovering, and we need to be out in front of what our customers want, right? So that's overarching. That applies to sales, that applies to marketing, that applies to customer support. And so everybody has to sort of mobilize and support their own version of that goal. So from a top-down perspective, you know, it's very general, but it's got its organizational components. From a bottom-up perspective, what we're seeing is one organization sort of ahead of the pack. And, you know, oftentimes that might be marketing, where marketing says, look, we can't wait for the rest of the organization to catch up with us. You know, we need to do cross-sell, upsell. We need to do customer value scoring. We need to do, you know, propensity to churn analysis, and we need to do that now. We can't wait for everybody else to sort of get in line. So we'll start, and we'll build out the infrastructure such that it will allow for integration of both additional applications and additional data over time. So I think, bottom line on that one is it really does depend on what the business drivers are where you start. But I'll go back to, you know, the emerging best practice we're seeing of lay out a roadmap so that it doesn't become an isolated project at the end of the day, but that your seminal CRM efforts actually become foundational for future efforts as they evolve.
Well, great. That's all the questions that I have for today. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Pleasure, Megan, as always.
Thanks. Thanks for listening. From all of us at Search CRM, I'm Megan Kelly.